Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Robert Sala was asked about, well, he's asked a multitude of things here. And let's face it. I don't know anybody that is lukewarm on Sala. Like, you either believe that he hasn't had the right roster or whatever, and you defend him vigorously, though that number is declining fast.
Yeah,
or
you're a lot of people off that boat.
Yeah, I'm saying. or you're probably where most Jet fans are at this point. You don't think he's a good coach. There's very few, before we play the cuts out, Moose, there's very few people who aren't yet sure how they feel about Robert Sala. Let's be honest.
Yeah, and I think everything that he's shown you is that would sway to the questioning of just the caliber of head coach that he is. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's given you a lot to believe.
No.
Other than being, you know, good players coach. I think he's got a good defensive mind in terms of being a good head coach. I don't think he's given you a lot to say, I'm going to sink my teeth into, this is why I believe Robert Sala is a really good head coach and capable of not only getting a team to playoffs, but winning. Look at how this team dealt with adversity the past 2 years.
I agree. And by the way, it's really quite the contrary where he's done some things where I've actually said, I don't know if he's going to be a good head coach because he butchered this or he botched that.
Like, correct.
There's more evidence that he's not going to be a good coach than that
no
he's
doubt.
Going to be
yes,
one.
Yes, totally agree.
So we're on the same page with that. All right. So he was asked about Hackett, his offensive coordinator, and whether or not he's going to be better this year. Go ahead.
I know he will be. You know, and like I said, it's all part of when you lose, you're a loser. I suck. Joe D sucks. We all suck. So it goes with the territory. But you know, the best thing we can do is put our heads down. And like I said, we got to go to work. You know, all the feel good stuff of the off season doesn't matter. Got to win football games, and when we win football games, all the narratives will change.
Yeah, I mean, the feel-good stuff was last year when Rodgers was coming, and this was happening. Jets
hard
gonna be
knocks.
On, hard knocks. Jets going to be on
the
seven.
Story of the NFL.
Yeah, they were. Seven primetime games, seven or eight, whatever it was. The first Black Friday game against Miami, we throw a pick six to the end zone that gets brought back 99 yards to the house. I mean, we have had some seasons that will test, I mean, you to the core. Last year rattled us to the point for some where they'll never quite be the same. Because And I think you remember this from back there. I'm fairly optimistic with the Jets. Like, I'm not a prisoner of history like, oh, the Jets, you know, the curse of Namath or the fake spike or Blair Thomas. I evaluate each team differently. Now, they all kind of wind up in the same graveyard because they all stink. But I look at this Jets team and I look at the head coach and I appreciate what he just said. I'm not trying to railroad the guy unnecessarily. He's a good man. You know, and what he just said makes perfect sense. But, dude, how do you get behind with conviction that if this goes awry early, Robert Sala's going to stabilize it? How do you do that?
Yeah, and my follow-up question to Sala would be this, is what did you individually learn over the past 2 years that you need to work on as a head coach? Because I think that's what it comes down to. Because the great elixir is Rodgers. Right? I mean, they all have jobs because Rodgers doesn't want to change, right?
Yep.
And Rodgers has the ear of the owner and Woody Johnson. So that's why Hackett's back as OC, Sala's back as head coach, Joe Douglas. They were put their feet to the fire, red carpet, NFL honors right before the Super Bowl by Woody Johnson, where he took another shot at Zach Wilson and also talked about the fact that the Jets needed to win in 2024. And I think Joe Douglas has hit the ground running this offseason with what he's doing and what he has done, rebuilding the offensive line, adding Mike Williams, with the limited amount of cap space going into it. They had about $20.5 million of salary cap space before they restructured some deals, did with C.J. Mosley and stuff like that. So, put all that aside, for the head coach is this.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You individually, as you dig down and you look at the job that you have done, what do you need to improve on as a head coach? Because if you read that Athletic piece, which was a complete teardown of the Jets after the season came to an end, right?
The one by Rossini?
Yes, correct.
That was great.
Right, but
fantastic journalism.
No doubt about it, but tore apart the Jets. Everything
culture.
That was, I'm not knocking the reporting she did. I'm just talking about the fact of how bad it was behind the scenes down in Florham Park.
Yep.
For the head coach, what do you need to do better? Like, where do you need to significantly improve? Because you could look at individual players, and they have after the season, they have the meetings with each individual player. What you did well, what you didn't do well. Well, as a head coach, Robert, what did you do well? What do you need to improve on? Because if the Jets are really going to win a Super Bowl or contend and be a serious threat in the AFC, not only does Rodgers need to see healthy, I need to see a hell of a lot more from the head coach.
So do I. You know, I just, there's just, he lost me with the whole Mike White, Zach stuff. With the t-shirts on the plane, I thought that was a lack of leadership. And the funny thing is, in an ironic way, in a disappointing way, is that when Robert Saleh was hired, and I was clamoring for them to hire him.
Yeah.
I liked the hiring. He projected this leadership and this aggressiveness and this toughness that I thought would translate to game day. On game day, he doesn't say a word. During the week, I think he's too much of a coach's player. And here's the reality of it. If the Jets get off to a 1-3 start, and again, I don't want to get too deep into the start here. It's March. But just because Robert Saleh spoke earlier today, if they're 1-3, if they're 2-4, if they're 2-5, he's probably gone during the season. The noise around the Jets this year after a bad start, if that happens, will be as loud as a sound for a Jets coach in a long time. It's going to sound different.
If they get off to a bad start, if Rodgers is playing poorly, no question. I mean, listen, Rodgers is the offensive coordinator. You might see then if things are not going their way early, where Saleh's out, maybe they name Ulbrich to be their head coach, the defensive coordinator. He's done a nice job.
Did a great job.
He did a great job, right? So, but that's being really, really negative. I would say this for Saleh is, I don't disagree with you. I think he gives you, good answers, good soundbite. I think he came across really well to a point in Hard Knocks. Now it's a matter of winning football games. What's going to define Jet football? What is Jet culture? How are when you go to the field, what are you going to know to do? Are all three phases working together? It's one thing to be a defensive mind, which he was in San Francisco, and there's no issues with the Jet defense. But how is the offense now? You can't, as a head coach, just put your head in the sand about what the offense is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just can't. Like, you can't
be coach.
Right. You got to be the head coach of the entire team. All three phases have to be working together.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think Saleh is too much of a, well, look at what the defense is doing. Getting back to his 49er days, well, it's about the entire team working together. And I think you saw the deficiencies of him as a head coach the past 2 years when the offense was really bad, them not finding a way to remain competitive.
Yeah, we see what the defense is doing, coach. The problem is the offense is averaging 11.3 points per game. How about you get off your ass and go knock on the door?
The stuff with Wilson was just...
Oh, my God almighty. I mean, they were just so... He was so indecisive. And the thing, too, is like, I understand you have a defensive background, but... Parcells, defense, coming up linebackers, obviously Belichick, and other coaches, defense, special teams, Harbaugh with the Ravens, special teams. But I promise you, the best coaches, even when things go awry, even if it's not their side of the ball, they are going to mosey down to that side of the building and have a conversation.
Yes!
Hey, we're not running enough. We're not passing enough. We're too many penalties in the trenches. Like, you can't be that detached from it.
No doubt about it.
And I feel like he is.
Right. Do you see what they're doing defensively? I think we need to do this offensively. Have a feel or clue about what the offense is doing.
Doesn't
you see
give
it all
it
the
to
time.
You.
Belichick used to do it. I understand it's New England, but Belichick used to do it when he was running the Patriots. You see good coaches doing it.
Mm-hmm.
John Harbaugh does it. I know he's a special teams coach, but Harbaugh does it down in Baltimore with the Ravens.
Yep, no doubt. It's going to be an interesting football season. Jets and Giants.
He looks good, though. He looks like he's fit.
He's yoked.
The beard looks great.
Yeah, he's got a good dye. I tried to dye. I actually tried to dye the beard once. I did.
Did you really?
A couple years ago. Yeah, I don't know why. Well, I just gave it a shot.
How did it come out?
Horrible. My sister's like, it looks like you put shoe polish on your face. Because I was in the, I was getting like shaving cream and like aftershave gel. Yeah. It was like in that area. I'm like, yeah, just for men.
Why is your beard all gray?
No. You see it. That's not all gray. It's got some darkness to it.
No, I know.
But like when it gets like during COVID, like when I let it go out, it's a little grayer than I want. Now I don't care. But that was the first time I was dealing with it.
So it was like, a little vein. So you went.
A little vein. I admit it. A little bit. So I went to the drugstore and I had to get the shaving cream, the other stuff I had to get. And I see this, well, it was like Just for Men, some blending stuff.
Hey, no gray.
Yeah.
And like Clyde used to say.
If it's gray, you ain't getting no play. and I just kept putting it in. I think I overdid it. It went like jet black. It looked horrible. So I learned my lesson.
It looked terrible.
It didn't look good.